Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Janine Knopp. Good morning to you, Janine.
Hi, LaVon.
And we're going to talk about Aunt Molly.
Aunt Molly and Friends is just a wonderful new children's program that's on one of our Omaha stations, WOWT NBC, Channel 6 in Omaha. It's programmed on Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Also on some weekends, on Saturdays around the noontime time, then it's also shown on that day on a weekend as well. So some weekends we're on 2 days, and some weekends it's just the one on Sunday.
So you kind of have to check it out. Mm-hmm. And this show has been going on now for over a year?
Over a year, yes. We initially started, the first pilot was shown in November of 2013, and then the regular programming began in February of 2014, and it's been going ever since, and our ratings have been just fantastic. We're so excited to know that people enjoy watching what we're talking about.
It is a children's program. I mean, I think mm-hmm. a lot of people listening, as they grew up or their kids grew up, remember some of those children's programs, and then they kind of almost went away.
Yes. The producer of Aunt Molly and Friends is Christopher Ewing. He's from Los Angeles and just has a heart for children and a heart for programming what kids' programs were like when he was a young boy or when perhaps when you and I were young kids growing up, with Romper Room, Captain Kangaroo. Maybe some in this area remember Floppy and Friends in the Des Moines market. But so it's Christopher's heart to have an interactive educational program with a local children's audience and a local cast that will reach out to kids and let them know that adults are positive role influences in their lives and can be. We take the children on trips to different, trips that are already done, but they're broadcast back in as being live. So our studio audience and our television audience can see the different unique spots of interest for kids in the area. We also have one of my best friends on the show is my friend, my golden doodle dog, Rusty, and he's a puppet. Spencer Wolf is the puppeteer behind the voice and actions of Rusty, and we just have the most fun together. Also, there's a children's magician. His name is Postman Joe, and let me tell you, he is so awesome. But in last year, he pretty much just showed different magic tricks. Well, now this year, when we started recording our new programs, he is starting to teach kids what he's doing so that they in turn can start to do a little of the make-believe on their own.
And I think most kids would love to be a magician. I mean, they love to surprise their family and their
yes.
friends. And so what fun.
Well, and the interesting thing about Postman Joe, I assume a magician has long sleeves. He doesn't wear long sleeves to hide something
yes.
up his sleeves. It's just amazing how sleight of hand, and he makes things appear in places that one wouldn't expect them.
And you're a little older than some of the children there, and you're still amazed.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I think I'm just as, I'll stand there with my mouth open just as far as wide as the children do.
Now, you mentioned that local children mm-hmm. Are part of this audience, and those children change. How does that happen?
There is a website called Aunt Molly and Friends-Omaha.com, and I put in the dash Omaha because now Christopher has started doing a series in Topeka, Kansas, too, and they have their own website. So if you go to Aunt Molly and Friends-Omaha.com, you will see that there will be a place on there where you can sign up your children, your grandchildren, in order to be a part of our studio audience. We tape 4 programs once a month, and that's usually it has always been on a Saturday. So we have a variety of children who can make it to the filming, and that might either be in the morning. We start at 9 in the morning, and we will go through about the noontime, and then there might be a new group of children that come in for the afternoon's taping. I can't always say that we're taping 2 complete programs in the morning and 2 complete in the afternoon, because one of the special features that we have on the show, which I just absolutely love because I'm an animal lover, is we have segments where lifestyle encounters, not, is it Lifestyle Encounters? Wildlife Encounters. There we go.
They're real. They're live animals.
Yes, Wildlife Encounters. And then another animal handler is from Spreading Joy Acres in Omaha. They will bring in live animals. And let me tell you, a lot of these are exotic animals. I had a boa constrictor put around my neck, a 6-foot boa constrictor the other day. It was so awesome. They've also brought in a rose hair tarantula. And we saw the web. It was just neat. Then we had a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig. And believe it or not.
Now, none of those you have mentioned are soft and cuddly.
No. Well, you can't believe this pot-bellied pig. It was the cutest little thing. And it just nuzzled up to Joy, the handler. And she said that they make wonderful indoor pets. They can be potty box.
Trained.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're,
yep.
Trained. Yep. And she says, there's nothing like it when you come home and here's this little guy come running to the
running,
door.
Yeah. Little, when they're little, they're cuter,
well,
I think.
And what I was amazed at, that there wasn't a traditional smell that I associate with swine. And she said that's true because these Vietnamese pigs don't have the same odor that an American pig does. But one other animal that she brought on was a Holstein first calf heifer. And so she brought a portable milking machine, and the kids could actually see right on the set how milk came out of that cow's udder and went into this supply tank, and realize that milk doesn't just come from a box. It has to come from an animal source to start with.
Were there any kids that, kind of, you know, you could see that reaction of like, oh, this is where milk comes from?
The children are always so interested in the animals. And it's amazing their patience and their tolerance level and their curiosity about the whole process. I can't say that specifically someone said anything at that time. Our children range in age from in the audience from about 3 to 12 years old. And so we get a wide variety of children's ages who are just all so delightful to work with. I just have...
That's why you are good, Aunt Molly, because you love all those children.
I do.
Now, you've mentioned that, you know, these are real children. I don't know that we said where this is taking place.
Thank you. Yes. This is at Mall of the Bluffs in Council Bluffs, the former Mall of the Bluffs Mall, which we probably all associated with having shopped there. And if you remember the Gymboree store location, which is directly right in from the front doors of the mall, that is where our studio is. We have a studio there full-time now. It's just that we are only there on one Saturday a month.
And as I recall, there's a lot of windows surrounding
this. Yes, yes. So when the children come in when we start taping the program, the parents are not allowed to come into the studio. It's just the children and the cast and the producers and the camera people. But then the adults certainly welcome to watch through those windows. And I think a lot of times, especially when the animals are on, the adults are just as enthralled the children are. Yes, and the adults need to stay around all the time because that's the responsibility of them to make sure that that everything is okay with their children.
I'm thinking that some people, whether parents, grandparents, could feel a little uncomfortable if they're thinking their kids are going off down to this studio that's far away or whatever. But this is right there in the mall, and you can see them.
So yes, exactly.
Really, really important. Now, I don't know that we've given a date. It's coming right up. You said
it
you
is.
Can go online and sign up the child, but it's really pretty soon.
Yes, the next taping will be Saturday, February 28th. So a week from tomorrow is when we will be doing our next taping of 4 shows. If you are interested in having your children be a part of our audience, please go online and sign them up. And you will get a notification then from Christopher's assistant to say, yes, we would love to have you be at this show at this time. And
does that ever fill up? I mean, like, you want to do this right away? Don't put it off?
Well, I would say you should do it right away. Because the interesting thing is that children who come for the morning's tapings don't always want to leave and go home. They want to come back for the afternoon taping. But we are always welcoming children. Because we're in the new stages of development with this program, we're still trying to get the word out and have people know that this program is so wonderful for your children to watch. I tell you, my grandchildren live in the Des Moines area, and so they don't get it on television, but they see it on the internet. All the shows, all of our past shows are on the internet through YouTube, through Aunt Molly and Friends on YouTube, or at the website, aunt Molly and Friends-omaha.com. And I tell you, your children will just be glued to that computer because of all the fascinating learning that is going on in those programs.
Aunt Molly and Friends, Omaha.
Exactly.
Get on there and see more and watch the programs. The past ones are there, too. So thank you so much, Janine Knopp, for visiting with us. And, of course, that's also thanks to Aunt Molly.
Ah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. You have the power to make choices, even when it seems there may not be there.